Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Yeah, baby. I forgot to turn on my own mic. I'm a spoiled brat now.
I'm so glad you were available. When Julia told me, she goes, I'm cool. I've got a wedding on Friday, Memorial Weekend. I'm like, who the hell is going to be available? Because it's a ghost town.
I'm telling you, I'm the most available person you'll ever meet. It's Gogo's birthday on Sunday, so we're just sticking around. And I'm just pumped to be here. Right now, the Bravoverse is rich for the picking, and I'm working with Lori today.
Who likes talking about it. I get rock blocked by Julia.
Every time I listen, and she goes, okay, fine, you can only talk about this for a little bit. Yeah. I am so tempted to call, text, email, some feedback of the show on the app. I want to contact every HR. Dare you?
You're funny. Well, let's wish Gogo an early happy first birthday.
And a big birthday today.
Stevie Nicks.
Yes.
That's right.
Stevie Nicks is 75 today.
No, she's not.
Wow.
Looking good.
Looking good, girl. And I saw a picture of Gogo, and she's looking good.
Yeah, they're both.
Plumpalicious. Little arms.
Looks like she's got little wristbands on all the time.
I love that about that 1-year-old thing. Rocco, the other day, we did a game. It was about Joan Collins.
Okay.
And I don't know how we got off on it, but at the end of the thing, I'm like, you should slow jam this, because we were kind of making fun of Donna and Steve about some of the time wasting things they do about telling the date, the time,
don't
the weather.
Don't forget the soup.
Yeah, the stupid soup and all of
calling that. Calling, even if they don't answer.
Right.
It all started from like, it's 3:06, remember? So like he would say colon, and it's like a trend to delay it out. And then Julia thought they were talking about a colon.
She didn't know it was the punctuation.
Oh,
colon.
See, the evolution.
Yeah, here we
yes,
go.
Yes, the folklore that happens behind the scenes. I mean, not even behind the scenes, during the scenes.
Yeah. Here we go.
Yeah.
I'm going to slow things down.
Oh, yeah. Time to slow it down for the lovers out there. This is the Low Jam.
Oh, Operation Snout Cloud.
Oh, nope, this is the wrong one. Nope, sorry.
Did they do it?
I'm going to slow things down.
Yeah.
That's right. We're going to slow things down.
We're saving that one for
another
day.
For the lovers out there, this is the Donna and Steve Slow Jam.
Yeah, this didn't make my trivia cut. Well, maybe I'll just throw it out there.
A little
unexpected. In 2018, she joined the cast of what Ryan Murphy
Legend
show.
The one with Asylum.
American Horror Story.
Oh.
Colon Apocalypse.
Oh. American Horror Story, and I don't remember Apocalypse or Joan Collins.
You said colon Apocalypse.
Well, because every American Horror Story, they kind of have their, like, chapter names. This is about colons.
Okay.
Julia, it's like called diction.
Comma.
He's being very literal.
That's her excuse.
There's American Horror Stories that I regret watching.
Same.
American Horror Story. Semicolon.
hotel suite.
Oh,
but he just said colon.
Oh, whatever.
And I was thinking, is this about colon cancer?
Oh,
I kept wondering what was happening.
Literal translation over here.
It's a bit I have on the Don and Steve show. We're like, you know, Top Gun colon Maverick. You know,
oh, you guys are nice. Is that a thing? Is that a thing?
I'm trying to make it a thing. It's not. It's obviously
it's not a thing. I really want to ensure that it doesn't. I think it's a big time waster.
Okay, good.
Okay, it's like filling time with nonsense.
Yeah,
question mark, exclamation. It's Thursday, May 24th. Oh, wait, no, it's Wednesday, May 23rd, and the time is 3:15. No, wait, it's 5:15.
It's May 23rd, comma 2023.
Yay! I'm also starting to realize, the slow jam made me realize that Julia, though she does talk a lot, sometimes does not convey anything.
You know, she did.
Okay, well, that's fine. Like, she'll just say these things that cracks me up.
Oh, my gosh.
And then her excuse to not knowing what colon is, oh, I don't watch American Horror Story. I love her so much. I love her. I love you guys so much. That's very funny.
Oh, my well,
thank you, Rocco.
Word.
Yay, Rocco.
Yay, Rocco. Oh. But, I mean, so he just slows it down to like 1/10.
Yeah,
of our...
you could take it through like our software system. It's just like any audio, you know, Audition or whatever. And he just slows it down. And you can also speed up if you need to speed things up too. But yeah, he slows it down real. So that's just your straight conversation. And the funny thing is you guys even made a joke like, hey, we should make that a slow jam. That would be funny. So I went to Rocco today. I'm like, hey, they brought up this idea. He's like, I already did it.
Oh, he did.
Oh,
he's already on it because he thought it would be so funny. So
it was pretty good. I'd have to say.
It's kind of painful listening, I thought. Right. I was just like, oh my God, we do. I mean, that's like AI sounding really drunk.
You guys, you know, let's not make it a thing.
You're right.
So, you guys crack me up. I listen way too much, and that is, I am more of a fan than I'll ever be an on-air person. That was hilarious.
Oh,
love it.
Gosh. All right, listen, Brittany is in on this Friday of Memorial Weekend. Remember, Memorial Weekend, you guys, is when it's a federal holiday in which we honor people who died while serving in our armed forces. So just sometimes people get mixed up about Veterans Day and Memorial Day, and Veterans Day is when we honor all veterans who served in the armed forces. Memorial Day is for people who served and are no longer with us.
Yep.
All right, listen, we'll be right back with stories we can't get enough of. Hey, everybody, it's Lori here for MSP Airport, and I'm on their website right now, MSP Airport, and at Terminal 1, parking is about 50% full, and it's about the same over at Terminal 2. So if you are flying this weekend, go ahead and pre-book your parking. There's a designated lane at the exit, so you can zip right out. You get a QR code. It's super easy. Saves you money. Brittany knows this. She's done it. She took her advice. You can pay it for either or do the quick ride ramp on 5 and Post Road, where they come and pick you up at your car and take you.
I would have never done it if it wasn't from you guys, who I know that I'm like not intimidated by in technology. If you guys do it,
anyone can.
So easy. You had a little thing on your phone. Beep, beep. Done.
Done.
It was perfect, especially with having a baby in a car seat. Would not do it any other way now.
Exactly right. And right now, it's less than 15 minutes wait for security. It tells you that on your website. All right, gather around, all you Vanderpumpers and Scandaval fans.
Okay. All right. Calm down. Okay. I'm so sorry, Grant. I keep forgetting to turn my
own
mic on.
Yeah, that's funny.
So the first part of the Vanderpump Rules season 10 reunion aired, and it was a great TV. And then Bravo went ahead and re-aired the reunion on Peacock yesterday in its unedited version.
Unedited. All the F-bombs are there. The extended interviews. It's amazing.
Andy's never done one-on-ones with people before an interview before a reunion before.
Not true. She did Kyle and Kim Richards as an afterthought when she went to rehab.
Oh, okay.
That's probably the only exception because I don't think there's been any other time that I can think of. And that one was a very unique situation because of she was literally in rehab.
Right. That's true. I mean, for sure, clear lines were drawn in the carpet at the studio where they were recording the reunion very clearly.
Also, legal lines were drawn because Rachel / Raquel wasn't even allowed to be there because she had a restraining order against Sheena. So the first thing we get is the group together without Raquel. So they keep showing Raquel / Rachel.
Her expressions.
Oh, her in her trailer and the dramatic, here's the trailer 1,000 feet away. And then her happiness, her giddiness.
She doesn't know she doesn't have a clue, but I feel bad for her because her family has had to involve the FBI because she is getting death threats.
That makes me sad. I actually have a big part of me that's worried that once she realizes what this is, I don't think she's exactly the quickest one in the book.
Well, she's so young.
I know.
She's but, like, what, 23?
No, I think she's way older than
that. Oh, she is? Okay.
Yeah, I want to say she's like...
I will say this. I was very happy that Andy Cohen, you know, said the elephant in the room, which is, listen... This is a group of cheaters. James, you slept with Kristen while she was with Sandoval. Yeah. Ariana, you cheated with Tom Sandoval when he was with Kristen.
Yeah.
Schwartz, you made out with everyone.
Everybody.
While with Katie. And James and Lala had sex with each other while in other relationships.
Both in relationships, yeah.
So how is this not hypocritical? But it is in the sense that Ariana thought Raquel...
was her best friend.
Yes.
28. She's 28 years old.
Yeah.
She does look really young. But I'm with you.
And I think Lala and Ariana hooked up.
Yes. Wow. But Sandoval knew about that one. He was driving the car while they hooked up. That was like everybody was down for that one.
It was the most quiet because everyone was on their high horse.
I know, which was a bit much. I want them to let Tom answer because he has an agenda, right? He wants to spin it anyway. And Ariana's not having it, which is amazing because every time they kind of go, well, how was your relationship? At one point, Ariana says, it doesn't matter.
That's true.
What our relationship was at, because either you break up or you deal with the problems.
Right.
You don't have sex with my best friend while I'm in the house.
She's very clear. The funniest thing she did this week was do the SponCon fake move out of the house.
Yes.
For a financial company and then went and worked the drive up at Kane's. But get the money, girl.
I know.
Real estate in LA is expensive.
And if I'm not singing that Uber Eats song every second in my head, I'm literally, he got that Uber Eats. That good as gold.
But I do think that they should let Tom dig his own hole because they kept they wouldn't let him say anything.
Absolutely. And I was texting with Mary, who's Julia's good friend and now my good ride or die because all we do is text about Bravo all the time. And we were talking about, some of our favorite parts. And my favorite parts were when Tom Sandoval or Schwartz were allowed to talk and let themselves say ridiculous things. Schwartz trying to trigger Katie and having, you know, these moments where he's trying to push those buttons and talk loops around her.
He's a gaslighter.
He's an absolute gaslighter.
Yeah.
I loved when James Kennedy, though, said, stood up for
with
her.
A mustache.
Oh, God. But when he stood up for Katie against Schwartz, it threw Tom Schwartz off so much. Because then it allowed Katie not to overreact. And I just don't even think he's like, wow, somebody's standing up for her. Don't know what that looks like.
Well, here, I want your take on this. So the rumor mill is spinning out of control thanks to
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Executive producer Alex Baskin.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what he said. He has said there is a twist so shocking that several members of the cast are going to quit.
What could it be?
And yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. First of all,
he's
a creator and executive producer of the show. So they would like to keep flaming the, because we sort of know a lot
and
about what happened.
You and I were touching on this. There has to be something we put in contracts, because a part of me wishes they hadn't done 100 interviews.
Yes.
Prior to this, you know, we had Sandoval on, Howie Mandel's. That was a car. I would have loved to see him use those same lines on this reunion. And obviously he workshopped them there and found out that did not go well for anybody. You know, I watched Ariana on Call Her Daddy, and you got a lot of the information. I think we almost have to put in contracts is like, leave it for the reunion, because I'm
kind of surprised. Maybe
I want
they will.
Something. I want, you know, and I, don't get me wrong. I'm in. I'm for sure in no matter what.
Yeah.
But I wish I didn't know as much as I already do. Exactly. Like, even how the logistics of her finding it and yelling, I knew all that stuff going into it.
Yes. And the text, the first text. I mean, yeah, I liked seeing everybody and Lala and James, you know, you could just see the line in the sand.
Oh.
And when Andy had to restrain James Kennedy, not once, but twice.
My cards!
I lost my cards!
My cards!
My cards. They were in order.
It looked like a little nerd.
It lived up to,
oh, absolutely,
to the hype.
Lisa Vanderpump needs to quit going hard. She needs to quit going hard for Sandoval. She's sneaking it in.
Is that because she owns Tom Tom?
Yes.
Okay.
I think she needs that financially still, because that's right now her crown jewel on
that's
that
all
strip.
She has.
Yeah, because Pump's going under.
Sir is
everyone gone. Says is garbage.
It has been for a long time.
Yeah.
The place, the best was the Villa Blanca.
That's what everyone says.
Yeah. We met Lisa and Ken. In fact, we sat with Ken and Jiggy.
Which is wild.
But that was like, so long ago, but it was like early, maybe the second year of Beverly Hills.
Yeah, I think it is really awkward because she always goes, oh, you know, I love everybody, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then she'll say, well, you know, you got to let them this and that. It's like, quit going hard for him. When Lala made the comparison of Sandoval to Randall, I didn't think that was so far-fetched. When she said, this is classic narcissist, I couldn't get him to stay home before I found out about the affair. And once I found out about the affair and I wanted him out of the house, couldn't get him to leave.
Yeah.
And Lisa's like, don't compare them. They're not the same. It's like, Lisa, calm down. Just stay. You need to not for 2 seconds.
Well, she's also a producer on the show.
I love it so much.
So she doesn't want anything. I mean, of course, it's renewal is assured. Now, who will be coming back? I don't know.
I want them all back.
I know, but Ariana has kind of said she's not sure. I mean, she's going to be on Dancing with the Stars.
I want them all. I don't
you
care.
You want them all.
I want them all.
Okay. Anyway, it was, Schwartz was a total jerk about the affair, knowing everything.
Absolutely.
Absolutely everything. All right, well, part two next Wednesday.
I will watch both of them.
Yes, so will I.
Grant here for Hoffman Weber Construction, excuse me, here, your hometown experts when it comes to siding, windows, roofing, doors, gutters, and even solar. So if you're thinking about doing an exterior facelift to your home, reach out to Hoffman Weber Construction, because they've been in the business and they're experts for over 30 years. Now, you may remember Mike and the Hoffman Weber Show on Sundays here at My Talk. Well, they're back here in the My Talk family, and I am so excited to have this partnership. I'm going to be working with them on my roof. I had some hail damage last summer, and I know that from what I've experienced when I talk to them about the situation, they're going to handle this thing from start to finish. They'll come out, check it out, handle all the insurance situations that nobody wants to deal with, and then take care of the, you know, the actual installation itself. And the nicest thing about it is if it's your roof or your windows or your siding, they're not going to pressure you in a high pressure sale. They're going to make this thing a slow process because this is a very expensive thing to do, and they know that, and they don't want you to feel pressured into making the wrong decision. And the best part about their company is they have a great showroom off of 35W in New Brighton. And check out everything they have at HoffmanWeberConstruction.com.
Sorry, now the other thing I have to get your take on, Miss Brittany, is Taylor Swift. So you as a Swiftie, well, we've got several things to talk about. First of all, the media is breathlessly reporting on her new boyfriend, Matt Healy. You know, like, oh, they kissed. Like, she's, you know, 17 or 18, you know, when she's like a 33-year-old woman. And she's not responsible for the crap he said. But he has said and done a lot of things. You know, Noel Gallagher called him a bleeping nimwit.
Yeah.
And that his band should break up. It's so bad. I don't know if she's dematized. Rickmatized by Matt Healy, or what is going on? How do you feel about her dating this guy?
She is mother, but he is not father.
Okay.
I am so in denial that this exists.
Yeah.
Like, it
do
is.
You just ignore all the stories?
I mean, I read them, but in a way that, like, you read them going, fake news, tell me everything.
Yeah, right.
Because I know it. I know. I also know it's going to make some really good songs.
Break up.
Yes.
Yes.
And the narcissist, I mean, I've just heard terrible things about him.
Well, out of his own mouth.
Out of his own mouth.
In February, he was giving the Nazi salute.
Not great. We're not loving that.
Confessed that he liked torture porn.
About that.
And but anyway, but you know, she can do what she wants, but last night, you know, she released a deluxe edition of her album Midnight.
Yeah.
And it features remixes and new tracks from The Vault, including one song intriguingly called You're Losing Me. Have you listened to this yet?
Yes, I've listened to it.
Okay, let's listen to a little bit of it.
So I brought it to the end where it picks up a little bit more.
Okay.
Because in the beginning it's
I want to know if this is about Joe Alwyn, as the relationship is crumbling. You ever heard this song before?
Yes.
This was on Midnight.
Yes, this was, no. This is the new re-release. And people aren't saying it was a leak or if it really, but I listened to it on a website because I was having trouble listening to Midnight's when it came out because I thought it was only in CD form. But anyways, everyone thought Midnight's was kind of like a cousin to the album Lover as an extension of How Much I Love Joe and, you know, kind of running around and just the idea of, but it's official that it is a breakup album. And you can feel that in the song. And then there's a song Hits Differently. And that's another really good one that came out.
Even when you go back to, that their breakup, differences in personalities
like
and not the right fit and whatever. I mean,
something happened.
Something happened, but maybe it just burned out.
I don't know, though, because there is the whole people unfollowing Joe after
right.
That immediacy of people go to dinner with, you know, T-Swift and then Ryan Reynolds, who has a friendship, not through Taylor Swift with Joe Alwyn, because they did things together. They went to dinner, Blake Lively, Ryan Reynolds and Taylor Swift. And then immediately after that dinner, he unfollowed.
Oh,
Joe Alwyn.
Told them what happened.
Something happened.
Oh, dear.
And the same happened with Gigi Hadid. All these people unfollowed him. And that's like, they know that that's going to get picked up by the press. And they want to be on the right side of history.
Well, she's so, you know, that's why I'm wondering if she's just rickmatized so bad that she's just ignoring all of this.
I think.
Where do you think her head is at with him?
I'm scared to say logistically where her head is at with him. But I have to say that I hope this is just a, hey, I'm hanging with a bad boy. And you and I like a grungy guy. Mm-hmm. I don't like this guy at all.
No.
I don't like this guy at all. We both like skinny rocker type. But I don't like embarrassing. And no. This guy's embarrassing.
Beyond yeah. embarrassing.
He kind of is. And then she has to go and save his ass. And she has Ice Spice all of a sudden on the remix of Karma.
I know.
And he Ice Spice is the singer that he had some, just crude and rude things to say about her and what she looked like on a radio podcast.
I'm hoping that, like, it is a...
They're going to break up when she hits the road?
At least by the end of the summer. Mm-hmm. That's my hope. That's my prayer. Maybe I'll get a chance to talk to her when she comes here in June.
Maybe that's why I'm asking. Because once
a nice sit down.
I don't know if she has every weekend off, or I don't know what her tour. It seems like she's in New York every weekend.
Yeah. It feels like she flies back, but it's a pretty grueling schedule.
That's what I think starting next week, she's like really hitting it hard. And then he goes on tour too.
Yeah, I'm hoping.
So maybe they're just like hanging out a lot. They are collaborating because they keep getting spotted coming out of this studio in New York City. And allegedly he ghosted his model girlfriend for Taylor Swift. That lady is talking. She started talking when Taylor said last weekend she's never been this happy in her whole life. And I, you know, you could take it to be about the boyfriend, or you could just take it about the moment that she's... hasn't been out on tour, and she has the most amazing connection with her fans. So this has got to be a bit of a conundrum.
Did you see, I'm sure you guys talked about it, but I might have missed it, but when she was performing Bad Blood and the security officer was being really annoying.
Yeah, and she said stop it.
During the song. Yeah. Because now we got Bad Blood. She didn't do anything. Yeah, and it used to be Bad Blood. Leave them alone. Right, it worked. And it's like, what artist does that? What artist yells at the security because they're hassling their fans? Nobody. So he's still his mother. She'll always be mother. Okay. And I'm not calling him dad.
I know, because she was such a private person with Joe Alwyn. And now, you know, now she's got this public mess in the span of a few months. Although, you know, she's a grown-ass woman. She's going to do what she's going to do.
Yeah.
And he's told her... who knows what? You know, it's out of context. It's this. I mean, they have known each other.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean...
didn't they collaborate like 10 years ago
or something? I don't think they've actually had... but I think they've known each other for a while. But, you know, and the thing is, too, and probably nobody's more empathetic about a misunderstanding in the media than people that are stars. So if she's saying, this is whatever happened, I can't rationalize this, but I can say that this is not the one. And that is a reference to one of her songs. So I can't stress enough. Like, if you are single and a great catch guy, please come to the Taylor Swift concert and try to break this up. I can't handle this.
When is the concert here again?
June 28th.
June 20th. Okay.
I
got it.
June 23rd.
June 23rd. I have John Bream just put out a story about, you know, there's so many summer concerts
coming.
And she's doing a two-night stand.
Yeah, 23rd and 24th.
He writes, you know, she went from a teen country star to a 20-something pop star to a massive cultural force. She's the most streamed woman on Spotify, the only woman to win 3 Album of the Year Grammys, and the artist who crashed Ticketmaster. Because of the humongous demand.
So she's playing, the thing with her songs that she's doing is her encores are, she's playing the same set list, and then she's doing encores that are 2 different songs in every city.
And she's performing songs from every one of her albums.
Yes.
And then calling it the Eras Tour.
So we've got 10 albums from. And so keep in mind, she's going to play all the songs, every song she's going to play from those, every album. But the problem is, she's got 2 songs in every city, so we all have Excel spreadsheets going.
Oh, no way, dude.
And when we lose a song, like we just lost Coulda, Woulda, Shoulda, you have to, like, pour out your drink and have a moment of sadness.
Because you know you won't get it here. She has that many songs that she can do 2 different songs in all these cities.
Yep.
And I'm sorry, most of her tour dates are weekends, so she has the weekdays off.
Which caused trouble with this Matt Healy character.
Yeah, I know.
But on a Tuesday night.
He's going out on tour, supposedly, the 1975. So keep your fingers crossed that doesn't, you know, get postponed.
Maybe I need to switch my strategy and find some woman for him.
Yes.
Because...
I think he could be easily distracted.
Same. So you're going to have to find a short skirt, Lori, and get your way over to Matt Healy. Yeah. You're going to have to...
For the team! I don't know. I mean, you know, but yeah.
Yeah, so
it is. I think karma. It's curious that she chose Ice Spice to drop in a remix. I feel like she's trying to clean up her boyfriend's mess.
I think so too.
And 100%.
Yeah. And she, the thing is, she is the type that would. I mean,
do that.
Look at her past. Look at John Mayer. You know, Jake Gyllenhaal. She likes a little bit of a.
She loves love. She's like Teresa Giudice in that way. She loves love. She's just in love with the idea of it.
I know. And I think she loves a bad boy. I mean, I don't know. I know that she does because I've listened to all of her music all the time.
Yeah. Well, you know, they're... Yeah. I hope she doesn't make any disastrous decision with him and try and, you know, get together permanently with the person who's... The bridge from her longtime relationship.
Exactly.
And I'm going to be careful about that.
I'm going to tell you this right now because I, you know, the concert's on the 23rd. I'm back here on the 29th. If she plays me as her secret song when she's here in Minneapolis, I will be so sad. I will not be able to get out of bed for years
because
I hate that song much. And I'm scared. It's a good song. It's fine, but it's very poppy. It's like a very little kid song. Like yeah. they sing like 1, 2. It's a very, not the jam.
I've never heard
not
it.
Not the vibe.
Yeah.
But everybody's speculating that it might be one because there's a lot of like really there's cool up.
I suppose you could probably place bets on this.
Well, we do.
I was going to say, if you have a spreadsheet like you've got, I'd be, if there's something in Vegas going
okay,
on.
Okay, fine. I'm going to give you a leak. Bon Iver stops tour about 2 days before that. He'll be back in Wisconsin. So everybody thinks that there's two songs that he does with Taylor Swift. We are hoping that the Friday group gets that. Saturday gets me because it's kind of about, you know, that'll be Pride weekend.
Yeah.
So everybody Saturday is a little bit scared.
Okay. All right, good.
That's so glad I got that off my chest.
And if you followed it, God bless. And if you didn't, same thing.
Yep.
You know, okay, listen, we come back. We do have a little Hollywood news that we have to go over. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. It's Lori here for El Burrito Mercado. Hey, if you're out and about this weekend enjoying the beautiful weather and you happen to be over in the west side of St. Paul, stop on in Cesar Chavez Street to El Burrito Mercado. The patio is open. It's absolutely beautiful. It's got such a pretty vibe and just gorgeous. And then, you know, they have such good food and there's maybe a little music happening. And then on the way out, maybe you stop by the deli or the bakery or the butcher shop to take some things home that you're going to maybe grill and serve on Memorial Day. And just you'll love El Burrito Mercado. It just feels like a little destination. And if you are looking for a job, they're hiring servers at El Burrito Mercado. If you un poquito en español, that's okay. That would be lovely. But if not, that's okay too. El Burrito Mercado. Go to my talk keyword, El Burrito. Speaking of songbirds, you know, at the end of last year, Celine Dion, the greatest singer in the world, screw you, Rolling Stone magazine. Remember, they left her off the 50 greatest singers list last fall.
How do they have the gall?
The gall. But she shared this devastating news with us that she'd been diagnosed with this very rare neurological disorder called stiff person syndrome. Like its very strange name suggests, it causes progressively worse muscle stiffness and repeated episodes of painful spasm. There is no cure, and there's like 1,000 people in the world that have it.
This is terrible. It sounds terrible. I will say this about the disease. At least it's named something that you know what's being said. You know what I mean? I like the literal name.
That's a great point.
It sounds terrible. No. Sounds terrible.
So, you know, last April, she announced she was postponing the second half of her Courage World Tour from May 2022 to February of 2023 to her spasms. Now, the original dates for these European shows were way back in 2020. But, you know, pandemic.
Yeah.
So fast forward to her announcement in December of SPF. She has said, I'll read you her statement. It just made me, I'm so sorry to disappoint all of you once again. I'm working really hard to build back my strength, but touring can be very difficult. She had 43 cities in Europe.
Aww.
That she was going to do starting at the end of the summer.
Yeah.
And she said, it's not fair to you to keep postponing the shows. And even though it breaks my heart, it's best that we cancel everything now until I'm ready to be back on the stage again. I want you all to know I'm not giving up and I can't wait to see you again. And then the statement goes on to say Celine's medical team continues to evaluate and treat her condition. So maybe if you have a someone who's a Celine, you know, like you
huge
are about
fan.
Taylor
yeah.
Swift or
send
anyone
them an edible arrangement.
Today is the day to give them a long hug and play this song.
Oh. Celine, so. And you know, she a big part of her personality is she does everything. Go,
yes.
Constantly, whatever. She doesn't.
This just
so this has
got
to be just killing her. I mean, I know physically, but also just mentally. I just feel terrible for her.
Same. And, you know, she just cannot. It affects her ability to walk, sing, move, sleep, anything.
They got it. She's got to, whatever she needs to do, she's got to go figure it out.
But that's how rare it is.
I know.
You
I just say
are going to be a nurse when there's only 1,000 people in the world that have something. I mean, maybe this will be the thing that Celine will put her own money into.
Right.
Whatever, and it will help the other, you know, the people. But when it's that rare, then they never really know how to treat it. It's all a guessing game, right?
And throwing darts in the dark. It's just, I'm sending so much pot. I just hope she figures it out. And
I'm glad she just canceled the tour because, you know, you don't really, it's hard to get your money back until the artist actually cancels.
And also it's like that pending, she doesn't need that right now, that pending
cloud.
Feeling. Yeah, just cancel it and then know that when you get better, we're here, your
that's
tickets
right. We're
are
not
ready.
Going anywhere.
Yeah.
Okay, Annie McDowell, we posted this photo of her. She's at the Cannes Film Festival and she showed up for a movie called Last Summer. And, you know, she has stopped coloring her hair. She stopped coloring her hair during the pandemic. Mm-hmm. And I love her silver fox look. But
she's gorgeous.
She talked to people on the red carpet and she said, of course, they always ask women about their age. They never ask a man. They never ask George Clooney how he feels about being sexy and handsome at 61.
I know.
But they always ask women. And she just said, I like all the terms we use for older men. I want to hold on to those terms. I want to be debonair, too.
Heck yeah.
Because we do. We describe men. Oh, he's handsome. He's aging like a, you know,
fine
so
wine.
Debonair, fine wine. And then women were like, you know.
We're like, I can't believe you still wear a two-piece.
Yeah, right. But anyway, she looks absolutely fantastic.
She's so good in everything she does.
Oh, I love her. And you know what? She is wearing satin, brown satin, and it looks gorgeous on her. But do you know how hard it is to wear satin?
I wouldn't know because I wouldn't go near it.
Near it. Why? Because it shows
everything. Plus, if you even think of sweating,
yes.
You've got marks everywhere.
And I implore brides everywhere to really think about a satin wedding gown. I give you Teresa Giudice making everybody wear those rose satin gowns. No, it's very hard to get all figures to look good. And
I know,
that material is the least forgiving material.
Does not give. Shows every bulbous anything.
Yes.
And I'll tell you this about Teresa. Did not like her wedding dress.
Oh, that was terrible.
Why did it hide her figure so much?
It was very Princess Diana. It was very Frozen in the 80s.
It was wild.
And that was the tackiest wedding I've ever been to in my life.
Yep. We both went. That I've ever been to in my life. We're not disassociating at all.
Not
same
at all.
Girl. Same.
Oh, man. All right. We will be back.